love him, I love him, I love him.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green, Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Play the thing all over again until my song was played. But see, now CD, I just hit track one, track two. Things have changed. We don't want to wait too much longer. Even if the red light is too long, we look to the left, we look to the right, look behind. Because we don't want to wait. But when we dip into this text, look at verse 26. And it was revealed unto Simeon by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Jesus. Go back to verse 25. Look at Simeon's character. He was just, devout, and filled with the Holy Spirit. But then God told him, you will not see death until you see Jesus. And you know, I did my research, Reverend Dearborn, and I studied Simeon, and I looked Mount Zion, and I studied, and I studied, and I researched. But there is no information why God told Simeon this. You're not going to find it. So that pushed me to tell you that there are some things that God is going to tell you to do. Quit trying to research and ask him why, and just do what God have told you to do. The wait is over. The wait is over. Number one, look at Simeon. God told him that he would not see death. Number one, write this down. You got to believe God will do what he says. He told Simeon, you will not see death until you see Jesus. And I come by to tell you this morning, I'm just fool enough to believe God will do what he says. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Do you believe God will do what he said? But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his we were here. Do you believe God will do what he said? No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Did anybody believe God would just do what he said? If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then shall ye be saved. It makes no difference if they know about your past. It makes no difference if you low down and good for nothing. If I confess with my mouth, do you believe God will do what he says? And if you believe it, then you need to act like you believe it. That's why David said, I know I killed Uriah. I know I had a baby with his wife. But what can I tell you something? Create in me a clean heart. Renew in me the right spirit. And I'm going to tell you, David said, I believe God would do what he said. He said, because I bless the Lord at all times and his praise. I believe God will do what he said he will do. He'll mend the brokenhearted. He'll lift up the bowed down head. He'll wipe away your tears. He'll feed you when you're hungry. He'll clothe you when you're naked. When you're lonely, he'll be a friend that stick closer than a brother. Have I touched your neighborhood yet? When you can't find nobody to talk to, he's a company keeper. Nobody want to have nothing to do with you, but he'll put his arms around you. Anybody believe that God will do what he says? That's why I come to church and make a joyful noise unto the Lord, because he did what he said he would do. He said, if you trust in me and lean not to your own understanding, I will bless you. Anybody here blessed? Oh, anybody here blessed? Anybody in here blessed? See, don't look at your pocket and count your dollars to say you're blessed. But if you woke up this morning, then you're blessed. If you ain't here on your own, then you're blessed. Is there anybody can testify and say, I'm blessed? No, preacher, I stand corrected. I'm better than blessed. Simply because God would do what he said. He tells Simeon, you will not see death until you see Jesus. And can you imagine how long Simeon had to wait? Can you imagine how long Simeon had to wait? Every child that came his way, he wondered, is this him? Every time he would get sick, he would wonder, Lord, have I seen him and don't know it? But Simeon, watch this, gonna bless you. How did he do this? Reverend Dearborn, how did he handle such an obligation by God? What helped Simeon wait? I'm glad you asked me. Watch this. In verse 26, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord. Here comes your praise cue. Watch this. And it came by the Spirit into the temple. Simeon stayed in church. See, when you're waiting on God, you got to stay in church. And it kills me. People know they need a blessing from God and want to stay home. Baby, you got to come to church. Tell your neighbor, you got to show up better than what you've been doing. You got to come to church, because when we find Simeon waiting, watch this, we find him waiting in church. And what do? When you come to church, you come to worship. So write this down. Number two, while you're waiting on God, worship God. Underline underneath that and say, while you're waiting, God is working. Let me say it again. I can worship while I wait, because while I'm waiting, God is working. Let me say it again. I can worship while I wait, because while I'm waiting, God is working. And for God to work, you've got to give God time. We want it now. I didn't pray. I want God to move, as Joe Clark say, expeditiously. Give God time to work while you wait. Let me help you with that. Watch this. Let's look at Simeon. God told Simeon to wait. We got that? But God was working while Simeon was waiting. Watch this. God starts this thing about 6.5 months ago. He shows up in Elizabeth's life and allows her to get pregnant first. God knows that when he talks to Mary, Mary is going to have a hard time believing what he has to say. So he went to Elizabeth first, that Elizabeth will be there to go to Mary to confirm the fact God can do what he says. Then God would have to confirm to Joseph, because Joseph would have an issue thinking that the child is not his. So after God speaks to Elizabeth, after God speaks to Mary, after God speaks to Joseph, then God knows that Mary and Joseph are in Nazareth, but the baby must be born in Bethlehem. So God then moves in the heart of Caesar Augustus to issue taxation that causes Mary and Joseph to go to Bethlehem. Remember, Simeon's still waiting. But then God on purpose delayed Mary and Joseph, that everybody can beat them there before they get there. And when they get there, all the rooms are taken, that the fulfillment of the prophecy of Christ, that he must be born in a manger. And we all ain't got it yet. Remember, Simeon is still waiting. Then God talked to some shepherds who can go and declare God's glory. Then have the Mosaic law that forces Mary and Joseph to go to Jerusalem to present the baby to Jesus, and Simeon shows up at the same time. Oh, y'all ain't get what I'm saying. While Simeon was waiting, God was already working this thing out. And when God got ready to bless Simeon, he blessed Simeon in church. So while you're waiting, God is already working. Don't worry about if you went up and applied for the supervisor job and you were overlooked and somebody else got the job. Because, and then they smiled in your face and say, see, you thought you was going to get it, but I got it. Your heart is broken about it, but can I bless you? While they are bragging about their little supervisor job, there's a manager's job above them is about to come open. God is about to promote their boss. And the boss that gave the other person the job has been looking at you for a mighty long time. And the reason why he didn't allow you to get that job, because he knew this person was already leaving and he wanted you to get this job. Is there anybody can testify and say, when you thought you was being looked over, you was really being looked at? God works in mysterious ways. While you are waiting, he's already working. And when he finds Simeon, finds him in the temple waiting on God. And when Mary and Joseph walked in with the baby Jesus, there was something about this baby that was different from any other baby he's seen. See, Jesus, Mount Zion, he's in a class all by himself. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. And when Mary and Joseph comes into the temple, Simeon is already there. And watch this. When he sees Jesus, because Jesus had to go to the temple. Because in Exodus 14, go back to another Mosaic law. After the 40 days of spillage and purification, then the male child, only the male child, must be brought to the temple to be blessed by the priests. God used the Mosaic law to set things in motion just to bless Simeon. Y'all just missed that. Sometimes God will allow chaos to turn like a twister just to set things in motion to bless you. See, a child of God don't have to cheat, lie, and steal. If you trust in the Lord, whatever God has for you, it's going to be for you. When Simeon saw, here come your praise cue, watch this, and we're going to be out of here. When Simeon saw Jesus, verse 28, he took the baby. Remember, Simeon wasn't a priest. They didn't come to show the baby to Simeon. They came to show him to the priest. For Simeon said, baby, not trying to interrupt what you come here to do, but I've been waiting on this moment for a mighty long time. And I don't care if the priests say I'm out of order. Let me bring it up in 2017. I don't care how the preacher's looking at me. I don't care how the other church folk is looking at me. I don't care what they're whispering about me in the corner. They don't know my story. I've been waiting on this moment for a mighty long time. And see, some of you need to understand, you need to get out of how people look at you. You didn't come here for everybody to shake your hand. You didn't come here for everybody to hug your neck. You came here to give God praise. And you got to tell the haters, baby, you can look at me all you wanna, but I've been waiting on this moment for a mighty long time. God's been good to me. God has brought me from a mighty long way, and I've got Jesus in my view. He said, he took him, it's right there in the text. Watch, he took him up in his arms. He blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to your word. Simeon said, for my eyes have seen salvation. In other words, he said, I don't need to see no more. I done seen, y'all excuse this way of saying, I done seen the best you got. You can't bless me no more than what you blessed me with today. I have put my hands on your son. Let me go head on and depart in peace. And for some reason, some of us think we need more than Jesus. We need a man. And they come and go. But I know a man that you ain't got to put him up for child support because he takes care of his children. I know a man that feeds you when you're hungry. I know a man that will clothe you when you're naked. His name is Jesus. And when Simeon saw him, he saw the Savior. As I borrow a page from my friend Terry Anderson, he saw someone that Herod couldn't kill. He saw someone that Satan couldn't seduce. He saw Adam's Redeemer, Abel's Vindicator, Noah's Ark, Abraham's sacrifice, Moses' bush on fire, Joshua battle axe. He saw Gideon's fleece. He saw Solomon's wisdom. He saw Jeremiah's balm in Gilead. He saw Ezekiel's wheel in the middle of a wheel. He saw Matthew's king. He saw Mark's suffering servant. He saw Luke's great physician. He saw Acts coming of the Holy Ghost. Is there anybody here can say, when I see Jesus, my heart will say amen. Simeon said, Lord, I've seen thy salvation. And so if you're waiting this morning, let me tell you, just keep on waiting. One of these days, the wait will be over. One of these days, you won't have to wait anymore. But don't wait to worship God until he blesses you. You are to go on and bless the Lord right now. Is there anybody here sitting under my voice? Makes no difference what you're going through, but you gotta right now praise. Makes no difference how your bones are aching. You gotta right now praise. Makes no difference if the Lord have called your loved ones home. I still got a reason to say, God, here's your praise right now. Don't have a dime in my pocket, but I praise you right now. My bones are racking with pain, but I praise you right now. I don't know how I'm gonna pay my bills next week, but I praise you right now. I don't know if I'm gonna see 2018, but I'm gonna praise you right now. Is there anybody here gotta right now praise? Let me tell you how to use your right now praise. If you got hands, you need to clap your hands. If you got feet, you need to stomp your feet. If you got a voice, you ought to say hallelujah. That's a right now praise. Tell the devil he's worthy of my praise. Is there anybody here wanna praise the Lord? If you wanna praise the Lord, you're in the right place at the right time. Tell your neighbor, go on and look at him and repeat behind me, say, neighbor, if you wanna praise, you're in the right place at the right time. And since you're in the right place at the right time, you ought to go on and say hallelujah to his name. Is there anybody here knows he's good? I'm going to have a praise in my problem. I'm going to have strength in my situation. I've got a shout in my slump. I've got determination in my dumps. I've got faith in my frustration. I've got joy in my junk. I've got love in my loneliness. I've got peace in my pain. I've been treated wrong, but I'm a worship anyway. Is there anybody here today wanna praise my God? I know you're waiting, and it's frustrating sometimes, but keep on waiting. The Lord will make a way. Can I help you for a moment? Be not dismayed, whatever be tied. God will provide some way. God will make a way somehow. Isn't he good? Isn't he all right? Isn't he able? Jesus died on a rugged cross. He went in a cold grave, stayed 3 days and 3 nights. The demons was dancing. Satan threw a party, thought it was all over. But while they was partying, While they was dancing, Jesus was just sitting there waiting, because one day, on the third day morning, he already knew he's gonna get up with all power. Tell your neighbor, you might see me on my cross, you might see him nail my hands, you might see him rivet my feet, you might see him put me in a grave, but keep on watching me, because my resurrection day will come somehow. Ain't he all right? Do you know he's all right? Tell your neighbor, keep on waiting. Tell your neighbor, don't give up now. Ain't he good? Oh, ain't he good? Go ahead and worship while you wait. Worship while you wait. Simeon said, I've seen Jesus. And that's enough. Take me, Lord. Take your servant in peace. Because I've seen thy salvation. And if you're here this morning, you ought to come while the blood is running warm in your veins. If you're here and you haven't made a decision in your mind yet, you ought to come. Come on. Amen. Come on, when I see Jesus. Oh, for all will be over when I see Jesus. Jesus died on the cross that we may live, that this moment may take place. If you're here this morning, why don't you come down the aisle? Amen. All my troubles will be over when I see Jesus. While the choir, while they sing that softly, while you all sing that softly, listen to me. I'd never forget. Amen, my own child. Amen. Watch this. Let me share this with you. When I was a little boy, I didn't know my mother's financial status at all. I was 8 years old, and I wanted this Electro Man. I wanted it so bad. Every time they would come on the commercial, I would just stand there and just, she knew I wanted it. And I don't know what she did, and I didn't know I was going to have it or not. But when I opened up that gift and saw that Electro Man, I screamed, because that's what I wanted. Where you going with this, preacher? Watch this. Christmas, we celebrate Jesus' birthday. And every birthday, we always buy gifts, right? And normally we try to get people what they want. So if you ask yourself, what would Jesus want on his birthday? He wants you. He already paid for you. He just wants you. The greatest gift you can give him is you. And as we continue saying, we're going to give you another chance. Come on. Amen. When I see Jesus, amen. Oh, my trouble, yes it will, yes it will. God bless you. Amen.
You have been listening to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Reverend Roger L. Green, Sr., Pastor.